Homemakers, our show is made possible by a few carefully selected advertisers and because of our Patreon friends. If you haven't yet, we invite you to show your love for the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/homemakerschicpodcast. There you will receive downloads to both of our cookbooks, exclusive access to snippets of the Homemaker Chic book as it's being written, and a private invitation at the end of every season to join us for our live fangirl party call. You can be a part of Homemaker Chic and show your support for the show by visiting patreon.com/homemakerschicpodcast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/homemakerschicpodcast. And now let's rock this show. Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We've enjoyed another weekend and now it's Monday and we are here to grind it out. I am Angela Reed of ParisianFarmGirl.com and the co-host of this show is Shay Elliott of ShayElliott.com. And together, we decided to start a podcast to rescue the art of homemaking from the daily grind, red lips, no denim jumpers, bringing some dignity back to the homemaker. And we are your biggest cheerleaders while you're washing dishes right now or driving the kids to, is it soccer season? I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever you're doing, we're here. Mm-hmm. We're in your earbuds, coming through your speakers, and you are not alone.
Yes. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. A little transitional breathing there for
you. Goose frappa.
Oh,
we can do this. Two more episodes of season 11, by the way. Monday and Thursday.
Yes. This is it, friends. This is it.
Yep.
Season 11.
Rounding it up. As always, thank you to American Blossom Linens for sponsoring season 11. So very grateful for companies like this. And I got to tell you, let me just tell you, I bought Stuart this watch for Christmas and it was his gift. It was not a cheap watch.
The gift.
The gift. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it was like a crazy amount of money, but it was a Michael Kors watch that I got at Macy's. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't cheap, okay? Mm-hmm. So this watch is now 5 months old, and the leather band is starting to come apart.
Really?
And I'm so mad about it. And I'm just so...
Forget everything we talked about on Thursday. I am affected by this.
Well, what it reiterates continually to me is that you actually have to spend... more and be so intentional about where you put your money, because it seems like basically anything that's mass produced is just not meant for beans. And it's not cheap. That's what shocks me. It's not cheap. I'm like, okay, but I could have taken this amount of money that I spent on this watch and maybe found like some crazy artisan company on the internet who hand makes their leather bands or whatever.
Or bought an antique watch.
Or bought an antique watch.
Yeah.
And then this wouldn't have happened. And it just, all that's to say, I am so grateful for companies like American Blossom Linens because they reinforce the type of purchasing that I want to do. Now, I know that you're probably used to going to Target and spending $39.99 on a set of sheets. But the problem is you do that every 6 months. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I've actually spent the same amount and just been really frustrated and wasted a ton of time and frankly put my money where I don't want it to go. Mm-hmm. So AmericanBlossomLinens.com is where we buy our bedding, duvet covers, pillowcases, sheet sets, towels, beautiful ashwood baskets, wood ash, ashwood baskets.
I love mine.
Just deep, deep, deep quality, small family business. And I'm just so grateful for them. I'm so grateful to be able to support them with all of the beds that we have to dress. And I'm so grateful that they get to be a part of the podcast because the older I get, maybe the more crotchety I get about things not lasting. And these sheets last. Super grateful for them. Super grateful to you, Janet, for sponsoring season 11 of Homemaker Chic.
All the beds in our guest cottage are American Blossom linens.
Nice.
Boom.
Yeah. That's the good stuff.
Which is just about to go live.
Oh.
A couple more weeks.
Man. That's going to be like a big creative birthing baby.
Yeah. It'll be, I haven't everything's like in storage. So there's been no designing going on yet. Mm-hmm. It's all just been swirling around in my head. It's not even swirling anymore. It's just sort of like a stagnant swamp.
Yep.
It's, you know, I'm sure you're feeling this with your bedroom remodel. Like it was exciting. And now I'm like, okay, I know this will get exciting again. But when you're kind of in the final stages of something and you just kind of feel like you're not really being productive, you're just sort of mucking about. Nothing's really coming of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the last not feeling well last couple weeks like really exaggerated that feeling for me just because I can't handle not being productive.
Yeah.
That does not work well for me.
Yeah.
That is a tortured existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been standing on, you know, when like people are run track and they're like, they're on those weird little plastic like triangles with their ready to launch. I feel like I've been like that for like 8.5 months. Now? No. Right. No, no, no. Now? No. Now? No.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it would be way more fun than it has actually turned out to be.
It's going to be fun for both of us.
Eventually. Eventually.
It's just not fun right now. Mm-mm. But all that to say is the beds have American Blossom linens.
Yes.
Yeah, I do get really crotchety when things like don't work or they break. Mm-hmm. And it is really alarming. I mean, I'm a child of the 80s, so I remember when stuff was made well. I remember. Hello.
I remember the good
you
times.
You can't fool all of us. Some of us remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I felt when I bought my LaConche oven. And I know like this is the price of a car. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that. We didn't buy a car so that we could buy the LaConche. That was my choice. Lots of people drive nice things, and I have a nice oven. But I've had that oven now for 5 years, and like it's just old faithful. I mean, she just does exactly what I want her to do whenever I want her to do it, and she's beautiful, and I love her so much. And I take good care of her, and she takes good care of me, and I'm like, this thing will outlive me by a lot of years. And that's basically what I want all the things to be now. I'm just like, you need to last or you're nothing to me.
I'm just like really not interested in spending money.
can we talk about that?
Because I just like, I want either the very best and I will bloody wait for it.
Yeah.
I will save and I will wait for it. I will buy perennials. And even then I'm like, thinking to myself, okay, Miss Real Gardener, why don't you grow your own perennials from seed?
Because it takes 4 years.
Why aren't you growing next year's perennials now? Like,
it's like those people on Gardener's World, and they're like, I planted this seed 6.5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And here's its first bloom. I'm like, oh, that's why we spend $7.
Yeah. They're like, it takes 4 years. Or the daffodil. If you start a daffodil from seed, when can you expect your first bloom? Oh, 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay. but really, I like the thrill is gone. Everything is so expensive. It doesn't even feel like a treat anymore. So I'll just hold out for the really good stuff.
Yeah, it feels
like that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going to buy anything else to hold me over, whether it's a pot and pan or a blouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it. I'm like game over.
I went to Target for Band-Aids and new toothbrushes and stuff like that the other day. And I had to walk past their stupid pillow aisle. And I'm like, close your eyes and
get
walk
behind
away.
Me saying.
Walk away. Empty promises. You know, it's like you're reading Proverbs and this is like your Lady of the Night. It's like she smells good, but like.
Those pillows stand at the gate and they beckon.
Dang it. Walk away, says wisdom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd rather I did get like pillows. Okay. So same thing. Mine are stained and nasty. And here I'm running like a design magazine. I'm going to write an article on the throw pillow. But I'm not going to do it. I will save for Scalamandres from Cherish.com. And I did find some very, very high quality a pair at a resale shop the other day, downfilled, beautiful tassels, like passementerie, and just gorgeous. And okay, those will hold me over. Yeah. But as, again, talking about price, they were as much as a Target pillow at a resale shop. Like, what is happening?
Yeah. Everything's, I don't know. I went in, you'll get this. I'm looking for a fireplace mantle for the basement.
Okay.
And I found this one and I knew it was plaster or like, you know, it's like epoxy-ish kind of.
Composite. Like a.
Yeah. Not composite. Okay. It's like, I can't think of what, resin. That's what it's called. It's a resin. Okay. And I've seen these on Amazon, actually. We used to carry them in the floral shop that I worked at. So I go into this resale shop. I'm like, ooh, that's a cool one. And it's here and I don't have to have it shipped. And that'd be great. These sell for around $800 new on Amazon. I go into the resale shop and I look at the price tag and it was $6,000.
What? Why?
I don't know. I'm like, I could go source like a 17th century French marble fireplace around for that much money.
Yeah.
I just walked out. I was so angry. I was like, I'm never spending money again. Unless it's on like really good flour, but just not interested in it anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help that our basement remodel project has basically doubled in this last year because of all the supply issues and such. So it's, nope. We should do a budget episode. That's not this one, but we should do that. But, okay.
What I thought we did.
What we are going to talk... Did we? Maybe we did.
I don't know.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's a blur.
What we are going to talk about today is beautifying the home, cleaning the home, cleaning schedules, just what's making our skirts fly up in our homes. And I'll tell you, what is really getting me excited right now is getting to this stage of life where I don't have children in diapers anymore. I don't have children napping. I don't have these things that took up a huge chunk of my life for a very long time. And now the kids are independent and they can like go read a book, go ride their bikes around outside. They go fishing down at the pond. Like they have this little bit of independence. And I, in turn, have a little bit more space than I used to have as a mom. And getting to like actually really take care of things in the house, like really take care of things, is really exciting.
Like, it feels really good after all those years of small kids where you're just like, spin the plate, keep it. Okay. Like dust bunnies, just shove them back under the couch. I mean, you're just like, you know, it does feel really good to be in a little bit of a different chapter where you're afforded just a touch more autonomy.
Yeah.
In pockets of your day, you're like, oh, I would like to detail the stove now so I can.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's interesting. You know, nothing's going to stay the same. And both of us have so many, we have so many kids between the two of us. It's really easy to look at the last decade and to just have assumed it was just going to kind of always be like that. And so when you realize, oh, it's not, oh, nap time. Oh, gosh, I remember nap time.
Yeah.
Where, like I had to plan my day around that and shut things down and try to get something done. And and it is also fascinating to see the kids coming into their own. My five-year-old can run the espresso machine. He made me an Americano this morning.
Great. Do that.
Wow.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Yes.
That's... I got it, Mom. I got it.
Well, you know, we've had off and on, we've had people help us with house cleaning throughout the years, especially when the kids were really little. And it was such a massive financial sacrifice for us to be able to do that. But it was really important to me you know, like we talked about on whatever day that was, super impacted by my environment. We school here. We mm-hmm. work from here. So there's, it's not like I have a nice clean office to go to or a change of environment. This is it. This is the whole shebang. This is the office and the schoolhouse and the home and the farm.
Right. It's and the vacuum cleaner storage. Is that what's happening back there?
I don't even want to talk about where everything is in the house right now. So frustrating. Oh, So here we are. But now we're at this place where the kids are very capable. And it's summer now. And it just happens that like all these things kind of coincide at once. And I'm like, oh, welcome to the school of hard knocks, kids. Like summer school. We're going to learn how to scrub floors and like polish wood.
Kids love washing floors. Do these things.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
They love it.
It's all good stuff. But you realize like, I don't know, it's just, it's a different phase. And I'm really excited about it. It makes me really excited about what work there is to be done in the home, because I actually really delight in cleaning my home. I genuinely do. It's not that it's not work and it's labor and I'm really tired at the end of it, sometimes grouchy. But the way you can take a really stale room and you can just know, be confident in it, be like, I know what to do. I know how I like the pillows fluffed. I know how to vacuum. I know what pieces really need to be dusted. I don't know. I just find a lot of great joy in that. And I think if the average homemaker could get to a place where she kind of learns to fall in love with cooking or with cleaning, to find a process that she can find joy in. Like when you found that fir and grapefruit cleaner, where you're just like, now this is like pleasurable to me.
Okay, but we have a problem. Yeah, I'm going to cry. I'm very attached to my fir and grapefruit cleaner. Okay, listen, audience, you've seen it. I put this cleaner on YouTube videos. They're not a sponsor. I don't benefit at all. I just, this stupid fir and grapefruit cleaner by Bar and Company, like, changed my homemaking mojo. It was just inserted this incredible amount of pleasure into cleaning. Like I would do all the things, I would put all the things away. Like I'm a big delayed gratification person. So I talked to myself, and then you can get the cleaner out. And then you can use the cleaner. And yeah, big deal. It's not cheap. It was like $18 a bottle. And last year, about probably 5 months ago, it started being sold out at this shop that I get it. They couldn't get it. I went on the internet, couldn't find it anywhere on the internet. I finally found it 2 months ago and I got an email saying, congratulations, your order's been processed. Your products will be delivered in July. I'm like, oh no. So they were sold out too. Okay. So then my friend who works at this shop where I buy it, she texts me a picture, whole Bar and Company display. I thought you'd be excited to see that it's in. They thought it was going to come in May and they were right. So Amelie and I go and we're looking at it and I said, that doesn't look the same. It's like it used to be yellow and now it's real like cloudy. White cloudy, and we took the lid off and smelled it, and it was just nothing like the original spray. And went for about a week and a half thinking it was the COVID. I was praying it was the COVID that was making it not smell the same, and it's not. I found an old bottle in the house that has like half inch left, and the smell is so distinct, like the difference. I don't know what they were thinking. They ruined it. It smells nothing like it used to.
That's so really sad.
I wish I have her, the owner's name of that company somewhere. Miss.
She's going to get an earful.
Miss Bar and Company. Like, you ruined a really good thing. If you know the owner of this company, tell them to go back. For the love of homemaking, go back to the original formula.
That's really sad.
It's sad. And I'm like, did you ruin the candle too?
That's what I was just gonna say.
All the things.
That's, I keep the fir and grapefruit candle in my kitchen because it's my favorite.
Oh, it's just such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure. So
that's really sad. I'm out. I don't have any.
Amelie and I were gonna mess with like grapefruit essential oil and Siberian fir and see if we could maybe come up with But that's no fun. You no. want to buy the sexy packaging and like, dang.
I know.
That was one thing I didn't mind spending money. You know, when I joke about I'm done spending money, it was like, no, that's a valid, oh, a valid thing.
I delight in buying cleaning things. And like, I delight in buying myself like new rubber gloves. Like, you know, just anything. Mm-hmm. Because it feels really nice to pull a new package of gloves out to then scrub the toilet.
I don't wear rubber gloves.
I do when I scrub the toilet.
Oh, man. I'm ruthless with it. I just get in there. Well, my girls look at me. They're like, Mom, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, I just get in there and just get it done.
Yep. I'm a pretty good cleaner. And I know the way that I like things. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how. So I kind of panic because there's a thing about having people help you clean your house. And if you do this, like, more power to you. I don't now. Right now, it's just us here. And so I'm kind of like, initially, I kind of panic, like, how are we going to do this? And you have to get over this idea of, like, it's all going to be done at one time. And
no, wait.
I know, but it's the truth. See, my mom ruined me. Because I've told this story 1,000 times, but it's so impactful. I would go to school on Fridays, which was her day off, come home, and the whole stinking house was done, top to bottom, front to back, completely all at one time. And like, I just delight in that.
And I can't imagine that. First of all, my house is too big. It's too overwhelming for that.
Yeah.
And I have twice as many children as my mom did. So as far as beds and
yeah
sheets craft and projects and sheets and
yeah
you know but yes, that like the cleaning lady was here and you walk in and it's like, oh. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I would go run errands, like run to the grocery store, run to the post office, do a dentist appointment, and then you'd come back and it would just be magical. And those days are gone.
Those days are gone. I have this fantasy. I love housekeeping. Okay. I love it. Can we call it that?
Yeah.
Housekeeping. I still would like a buddy. Mm-hmm. I still have this, you know, Lucrezia from the Durrells
and Corfu. I want a Lucrezia. I want her to shout obscenities at me in Greek.
In a foreign language. Yeah. I want some crotchety old lady by my side, just that can out clean me out.
Yep.
Soup me.
Who like swats your kids' hands when they go to eat a scone, you know, and don't put a plate underneath it or something.
I just want a buddy. I'll work right alongside you. I just want a buddy. I think like that I'm not kidding. That is such a hardcore fantasy for me. If I could hire staff, I would hire a Lucrezia.
Yes, it's true. Yep. It's true.
Somebody always just putzing. When I'm stationary, she's putzing. Mm-hmm. Putz.
Yeah, just
putz,
kind of putz, if you putz. Could just follow me around and kind of be my shadow and take care. Yeah, take care of all the things all the time.
That does things like really old school. You know, like the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've had mother's helpers, and you're always like, man, that's not the way I'd do it. Yeah.
That's one way to live your life. Yeah.
One way to mop a floor.
Yeah, that's not in the cards for us right now. I don't have a Lucrezia, nor do I know where to find an old Greek woman. But
I've gone and looked at staff websites before, just so you know. I have. Like,
are they
where do like bajillionaires get gardeners and cooks and Lucrezias? There's websites. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, there are.
What I don't get about the Durrells of Corfu was like she was like hard pressed for money. And yet somehow she still gets Lucrezia?
Yeah, I don't. How does that work?
It's just television. Stupid television and unrealistic expectations. So the way that I've had to break up my housekeeping now, depressingly, is Wednesdays I do.
Oh my gosh, you've got a day?
I have to with school and work. Okay. Like things are really penciled out. Unfortunately, but usually at like that 6 day mark, I'm like, I hate this place. What is wrong with it? And it's like, oh, it's actually dirty. Because work, we clean it up, Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's not like underwear hanging from the chandelier or anything. Like it's picked up, but it's not clean. And that we usually have to do that once a week here.
And is that like fly poop on the light bulbs? You do that hardcore?
Well, like, let's talk about that.
When am I afforded time to do that?
Let's talk about that.
Because
so Wednesday I try to do my living room, my bathroom, and my office. So that's three rooms, which feels okay. a lot more manageable than trying to do it all at one time. So what I kind of do, and then so then I do that Wednesday, and then Thursday is the dining room and the kitchen, which take a lot of time. And my poor kitchen, I'm essentially running a cooking school out of it with all the cooking community filming and the YouTube videos. My poor, poor kitchen. I've stopped getting angry at it, and now I just feel sorry for it. Mm-hmm. It's like,
but you clean it every
friend.
Night. Like I clean mine.
I clean it.
Like vacuum, shake the rugs
scrub
out.
Scrub out the sink, you know.
I do have a confession. Want to hear my really gross confession?
Yeah.
I quit cleaning my oven. My stovetop looks like a body died on top of it.
Are you just going to have like a funeral for it once your little conch comes and you're just going to let it
Oh, no, we're going to have like that scene in The Office where they take the printer out back with baseball bats and play gangster rap. That's what we're going to do. We're going to like ram it with the tractor. We're going to just do all sorts of horrible things to it.
How many more weeks till it comes, your little conch?
I don't know. I was told like worst case scenario, end of May.
Okay.
So
it's a couple weeks.
I'm hoping it's – how long does it take? It takes 4 days to get across on a boat. I mean, it left France weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just –
Oh, it's going to be so hot. I'm like getting flushed just thinking about
it.
And not just a working oven, Angela. Like your life's work oven. Like
I can't – like I just – to not just be heating things and just –
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to like, I want to be grateful in all situations, right? But I can't wait to like actually do what I know how to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And just have the tools to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very happy for my little countertop. It's bailed me out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to, when I use the Dutch, like to make use it to make a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
I have to unscrew the handle off the top.
Yeah.
So that the lid will fit in the oven.
Yeah.
It's just super annoying. So yeah, the top of my stove looks like a body exploded on it. And I'm just letting it
burn.
That would
drive me crazy.
Get it crispy. Oh, it is. I just put a cutting board on it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, gross.
I'm not doing it.
I hate that.
It got really bad a few weeks ago and I was like, mic drop. We're done.
How often do you clean inside your oven?
Never. I will.
You will? I kind of don't.
I will now.
I'm like, this is like, it's seasoning. It's like a cast
iron.
Oh, no,
I like a clean oven. I like a clean oven. But that, once that, the Cosmo, it broke from day one. So it's always been like not working. So I just, it's like, whatever.
Mm. Yeah. The kitchen takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of physical work. I do not have an easy to clean kitchen. And I've got old terracotta floors. I've got marble countertops. I've got a very giant knobby stove. I've got like an under the counter pull out refrigerator. There's just a lot of little nooks and crannies and pieces. I mean, I've got chinked walls with old lumber on it that gets dusty. Like you actually, you got to like wash the walls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a showroom polished kitchen. And I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. But it does take a lot of effort. And so I clean it every night, but once a week I throw down. So, for example, Thursday last week, I spent time organizing my spices, pulling old stale stuff out of the pantry, wiping off all the shelves, organizing the snack box, organizing the drawers, pulling stuff out that didn't need to be up there, and just like refinement, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, does this tool work? Is it in good work? Is it in good shape? Is it in good working order? Does it need to be up here? Or can I put it down into the storage room? And that's just kind of constant with the amount of cooking that we do.
Constant.
So one of my kind of cleaning helpers in my kitchen, do you ever use Barkeeper's Friend?
Like I should have stock in the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys don't tell me to use baking soda. I don't want to use baking soda. I want to use Barkeeper's Friend.
I'm sorry. Like there, I do so much in life to avoid chemicals. Don't ask me to be a martyr in my kitchen. Just give me the chemicals.
I love Barkeeper's Friend. I think it's great.
I have both. I have the goop, the spray.
I got it all.
Like, yeah.
Give it all.
Yeah.
The powder.
Well, I have a copper sink, so like I have to, it looks really bad.
Yeah. So Georgia has been, I think I talked about this. We've been training her to do dishes and her and I came to an agreement. What?
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Oh, her and I came to an agreement on us paying her to kind of go above and beyond and to do the hand washed and to clean up the sink and to like really up her game. Which was so, it was a lot of work initially because I had to show her how to wash all the dishes. And again, we don't always have the easiest dishes to clean. We've got all these old cast iron skillets and vintage copper pots and wooden spoons.
And clunky. Like, yeah.
And you have to actually learn how to take care of those things if you want them to last generationally, which is what they're designed to do. But I was really proud of her because she's come a long way. And so I have her like use Barkeeper's Friend on my Dutch ovens because it really keeps them from getting too stained. Of course, every time we use a copper pot, she uses Barkeeper's Friend on it. Glassware, like wine glasses and stuff, it's really great to do Barkeeper's Friend first and then dish soap. It gets rid of all the nasty junk on your, like all the water buildup and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Which, speaking of wine, we should do our wine segment.
Oh, yeah.
We should do that.
Okay.
Now that we know how to clean our glasses with Barkeeper's Friend, and then we'll come back in. Okay. Let's do
okay,
that.
Okay.
Really
I didn't
fast.
Know that.
Okay.
I used Mr. Clean. So, like, let's pick up with that when we're done.
Okay.
Yes. So, we're going to do a little shout out to Dry Farm Wines. You can visit dryfarmwines.com/homemaker chic. And you know, speaking of chemicals, I might use chemicals on my sink, but I don't want to drink them. Okay. So there are, like, what did he tell us, Shay? Like 70, up to 76 ingredients that don't have to be listed on the back of your wine bottle. So when I sit down to a beautiful piece of meat in a clean kitchen, I want a beautiful glass of wine to go with that with no chemicals. And I know Shay does too. That's why we both drink Dry Farm Wines.
Mm-hmm.
I have this one here. I want to show you. Have you had this one?
No.
Casselin. Well, it's Italian, so I'm not going to say it right. Casselin Vineyards. Barbara d'Alba.
This I've never had this one. Okay.
It's really yummy. So it's like a very northern, like Piedmont area.
Okay.
Red. And the grape is Barbera.
Barbera. Okay.
Yep. That's the grape.
So it's not a blend.
It's not a blend.
Okay.
It's not. Let's see. Bottled by Rivetti Massimo Nieve, Italy.
Massimo.
Yeah. This is a 2020 and it's quite nice. I was reading about this, so I didn't realize that the Barbera was the grape. So I was reading about that and like historically in documentation, the first time this grape shows up is in the 13th century. Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
The Piedmont area obviously is mountainous and these grapes are grown on slopes on the hillside. And this one, the Barbera in particular, there's about four or five grapes that are grown in this area, but the Barbera in particular is kind of an everyday wine in this region, I read, because the tannins are really light. And so it's not as like big and full bodied. It's just a little bit thinner. It's a little bit more palatable for everyday. And
yeah, I love red wines like that for this time of year. Like when it's warm and sunny, like I don't want to like a punch you in your mouth wine. I want like a really drinkable, light bodied red.
Well, like while we record the show, sometimes I like to have a glass of wine. I don't want like a big, huge wine.
Yeah, or you'll fall asleep.
Especially without food. Yeah, you know, like if you're going to have a glass of wine and there's not going to be food right with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. So my birthday was last week. And it's always so funny to me because, of course, I always want to eat out just because then I don't have to do the dishes.
Just because.
And it's fun.
Right.
But you know, we cook pretty dang good food here. Mm-hmm. And we have our stock of dry farm wines. And I always think, like, why would I want to go somewhere when I can do it better here? Like, I can make I made crab ravioli. Like, I make some pretty good pasta. I've got good wine. I'm happy. I'm happy just to be here. I think it's such a gift, genuinely. Like, the enjoyment factor of your home when you have a stash of beautiful wines, it just goes up. Mm-hmm. Surprise company, nice supper party. It's just such a gift. So dryfarmwines.com/homemakerschic is where you can shop these really, really beautiful, naturally fermented, no sugar wines. And we would really encourage you to do that. If you're not sure what you're going to think about them, try the little 3-pack rosé membership. And they'll just ship you 3 bottles of rosé every month. Those are a really beautiful way to enjoy these wines. They're so vibrant and lively. That's kind of what always stands out to me. Particularly, I find the Italian wines. They just taste alive, for lack of a better word.
Especially the ones like the sparklings. Yeah. The rosés.
They just have that little bit of whites, a sharp note. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're not quite as rounded, as quite as softened around the edges as a French wine, I find. So anyway, dryfarmwines.com/homemakerschic. Find some beautiful wines there.
Okay. Okay. So barkeeper's friend for wine glasses. Mm-hmm. And we have really hard water. So I've told you my toilets get like instantly dirty. It's really hard on our hair. It's really hard on wine glasses. They end up looking really bad. So that's good to know. Mm-hmm. I learned from Darla, she used to work at a coffee shop, to use a Mr. Clean eraser on coffee cups and stuff too. Okay. Because mine get like, I don't know what everybody else, I feel like my house gets so gross. Sometimes I'm like, when I'm cleaning, I'm like, I hope other people are as disgusting as I am because I need some comfort here. But yeah, like my plates will get dingy. We don't have a dishwasher yet. I am getting a dishwasher.
Yep.
And so like stuff will just kind of get this gunge. It's just not white and brilliant anymore. So I do keep, I have certain cleaning supplies like I will not go without. I'm obsessed with Mr. Clean erasers. Yeah. I buy like a big box of them and I got to have them.
Yep.
They get out everything. You get a stain on your blouse. You get a stain on your anything.
Yep.
Like I use them all over, especially like child gunge on door frames.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
What else? Oh, like the Swiffer duster sticks.
Yep.
God bless the person that made those. Mm-hmm. How did I dust before then?
I used to use a wet, like a really damp.
Yeah, with a little olive oil. Yeah.
You know? One thing I've been really loving lately is sweet almond oil for wood polishing. I've like taken this really great, almost like sick pleasure in polishing all the wooden furniture around my house. Like,
Shay, I did my whole kitchen a couple months ago. I did every wooden spoon, every baseboard, the tables. I just covered my harvest table with oil and just let it sit there for like a half hour.
I was like, I love it.
This is so sexy. I can't handle it.
I did my dining room chairs. So we have a kitchen table that we oil quite a bit because it gets used quite a bit. But then we have two wooden chairs that sit on it. And they're old chairs, but they're really beautiful. And I want them to stay nice. So I polished them and they were so dusty and there was all these little chunks of food stuck to them. And I showed them some love and scrubbed them all up and I got done. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's the difference. Like when I walk into this room now, it glows.
Yeah.
And things get filmy. So back to your question about what you were talking about, like are we talking about fly poops on the light bulb? What I try to do is pick one room a week.
That gets Midas touch.
That gets the Midas touch. So the other day it was my bathroom and it just like the door frame and the doorknobs and like underneath the clawfoot tub. And, you know, it really needed – I got a new shower curtain liner, you know, and like took the little shower caddy down and scrubbed that with Barkeeper's Friend so that all the little soap chunks were off of it. I can't do that to every room every week. So I try to just do it to one every week. Mm-hmm. And everything else just gets a quick dust, a quick polish. I know what needs to be done. I keep my eyes open, you know. I know if something is particularly in bad shape. Anyway, so, and you know what my greatest pleasure is with it is I love when the family comes in and they like, they can just feel it. I mean, you can just cut the joy with a knife. It's so thick. Like they sense it. They smell it. They, like it feels good. So after I detailed my bathroom, this was in the middle of the day, mind you. I detailed my bathroom and it's looking good. Put fresh flowers in it, you know. This was 3 of my 4 children took showers. I was pretty pissed, actually.
How dare you?
I was like, no, let me get it. Let me appreciate it for 45 seconds.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yes, you can cut the joy with a knife. You can also spill the milk, leave your coat out,
and
dump
the milk
cards all over the floor. Like,
and they will. But like, they genuinely, the bathroom felt so good that they were just inspired to feel clean, I guess. I don't know. So they destroyed it, but you know, gotta burn it all anyway. So what does it matter? It's all good. Homemaker Chic listeners, you've heard us talk about it, but now is the time to take the next step in your grocery shopping, real food pantry stocking journey by doing your monthly shopping with Azure Standard. Right now, we want you to visit bit.ly/Azure Chic and get shopping. Azure Standard is a family-owned, Oregon-based whole food grocer that delivers all around the United States each month. They'll connect you with a local drop-off point in your area, and then the fun really starts.
That's right, Shay. So visit bit.ly/Azure Chic. Build a cart full of the products that you need to run your home and kitchen, from cleaning products to plant starts to spices to dried goods, fresh produce to baking supplies, and everything in between. This is how we stock our refrigerators and pantries each month. Azure has exceptional offerings at a fraction of the cost of your local specialty markets or health food stores. Visit bit.ly/Azure Chic right now and bring the fun back into your kitchen and pantry.
For the past 3 years, I've encouraged women in their kitchen with new whole food recipes and instructional cooking videos. If you've been needing a little more pep in your step when it comes to cooking delicious food, I want to personally invite you right now to join the Elliott Homestead cooking community. Visit cook.theelliotthomestead.com to get started. As a cooking community member, you will get 5 farm fresh inspired recipes each month, created from my farm kitchen and delivered straight to you. I'll also send you an instructional video to go along with those recipes so that you can learn new skills and begin to enjoy new dishes and flavors. Together, we'll cook dishes like chicken Milanese, plum and marzipan bread pudding, homemade harissa with summer vegetables, barley and wild mushroom salad, sourdough English muffins, caramel apple cake, wine poached pears with blackberries and bay, and so much more. The cooking community is a place of inspiration and community where you can visit with other home cooks on our circle group or simply enjoy the bountiful recipes that you'll find each month in your mailbox or inbox. Visit cook.theelliotthomestead.com right now. Choose the membership package that's right for you, and let's get cooking.
Tubes & Co. Organics believes that skincare products should nourish and restore and come from simple, wholesome ingredients. Consider having a beautiful routine as nature intended, with no synthetic chemicals, no GMOs, toxins, or artificial fragrances. Can you imagine that? Taking care of your skin and applying your favorite makeup products, knowing that what you are using is safe and beautiful from the inside out. Tubes & Co. believes that skincare products should nourish the skin without adding hormone-disrupting chemicals, and they go above and beyond to source organic products made in the USA. Visit tubesandco.com. That's tubes like soups. tubesandco.com, and use the coupon code CHIC10 for 10% off. Does your skin need some extra help after this long winter? May I personally suggest the Sea Buckthorn Oil and Frankincense Tallow Balm, 2 of my favorites. It's not good enough for you until it's good enough for Emily's own family. So visit tubesandco.com and use the Homemaker Chic coupon code CHIC10 for 10% off.
How do you do yours? Like, you're not, you said you made fun of me for having it like a day. How do you do yours?
Oh no, I was just teasing you. I don't know. As needed. I don't know. I'm like kind of neurotic.
Doesn't that stress you out as needed?
Well, no, it looks pretty nice. I mean, I try to, I'm like, you know what, Ange, you should just be proud.
Yeah.
You have six kids and your house does not look like a war zone.
Yeah.
Like, it's picked up. There's pillows. Like, there's, you can walk in and, like, if I was a guest, I would go, oh, I'm comfortable here. Like, I don't have to be stressed about, like, her mess. There's not laundry on the couch. You know, the beds are made, or my bed is made. Most beds are made. Mm-hmm. The bathroom is, you know, palatable. Like,
yeah.
Not bad, okay?
Yeah.
Considering there's always a construction project going on. And so I just, the kitchen is my main thing.
Yeah.
Like, if my bed is made, and right now I'm a little behind on laundry from not feeling well, which is very discouraging to me. So I'm trying to get my bearings with that. There are pockets of my house that really take a beating, like the conservatory. Wow. Mm-hmm. It needs to be vacuumed. And that's where I just, like, I send Joel in. I'm like, I need you to vacuum this. Mm-hmm. I can't. It needs a shop vac. There's dead plant leaves and dirt and whittling, you know, like, people whittle out there, and that's where the tonal is. So we work out there. There's weights on the floor, you know, like, so.
Yep.
But I kind of just make it so that I like to be able to, about 10 o'clock in the morning, if I can walk through the house and sort of feel like I'm not a lunatic, that is a good sign.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, I got to shut the kitchen down. It's got to be nice.
Yep. Yes.
Which I think my family, I think they do think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. I got told the other day I was crazy for that. I'm like,
what sorry. About it?
What about it? You don't have to get up and make how many meals a week?
Yeah.
210 meals a month? Like, what are we?
Yeah. We had a really great supper party a couple of months ago at Amber and Cody's house. And it was Cody's birthday. And it was a big old feast. And we get done with the meal and we're all fat and happy, but I go into the kitchen and I start cleaning, and Cody's like, nah, don't worry about it. Like, we'll get it in the morning. And we had had, like, oysters and scallops and lobster. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it, when I say it was a feast, like, it was a genuine feast, but it smelled like a garlic fish filled genuine feast. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, Cody, there is no world on which I'm letting you wake up to, like, oyster shells on your counter that are 12 hours old. And he's like, no, it's fine. It doesn't bother me. And I'm like, it bothers me.
It bothers me. And okay, can I?
He literally didn't care. I was like, how do I channel, like, 5% of this to myself?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm going to make a confession here. So if there's people listening that I'm about to offend, I'm really sorry.
That being said,
in that vein, I'm actually really shocked when people don't offer to help me clean up.
Hmm. Okay.
I had them over. I don't mean that, like, I don't know how I mean it. I'm actually really surprised because and it's not like a self-righteous, it's like what you were saying, like, different personalities. I couldn't, like, leave knowing somebody had to do all that after them entertaining me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd have to at least put a dent in it, you know? And I have people in my life that will put a dent in it, you know? Darla's like, oh, get out of my way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just give me a stack. Let me at them, you know? And then I have other people that won't say anything. And they're like, thanks for having us, you know? So it's very interesting to me.
Yeah. I think it depends on the person, because I think it's genuinely some people are offended when you offer.
Yes.
And so
if they say no,
you're allowed to take them at their word.
Yes.
If subconsciously they were like, oh, I really did want her help, I just said no because that was the polite thing to say. It's like, that's your bad.
No, I don't you do don't that. Get help. I don't. I'll say what I want. Yeah. I remember, like, when you guys came to Halfway, you know, I had a 3-month-old, you had a 6-month-old. Mm-hmm. It was 10 kids in that little teeny, house. That house was 1,100 square feet. And, like, I don't know, I was upstairs nursing, and you and Stuart just went bonkers in the kitchen after a dinner. We had fed all of us, you know, so what is that, 14 people. Mm-hmm. And I had to go nurse or something, and I wasn't expecting you to do that. And I hear, like, the vacuum, like, you guys just went, you went nuts and it made me so happy.
It's the greatest pleasure in life to me, a clean kitchen.
Like, yeah.
Keep your riches.
So I was like, I just thought this, like, she, like, we know each other from the phone. This was like the first time we've ever met. How kind. Thank you so much. Darla will do that. She'll come mm-hmm. and she'll just, like, it's just such a treat, you mm-hmm. know? It's a huge treat mm-hmm. when somebody helps.
It is. Yeah. It's such a treat. And if you don't have somebody there, like, company, your kids are families. Even if you just have your spouse, like, mm-hmm. they can help.
Do you do that? Because I'm like, don't leave this room. Don't you think about leaving this room and leaving this all for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You put something. Pick point A, point B. You grab a broom. You do this. Like, yeah. My girls wash the dishes, so we, like, trade off. Like, and then if I have to leave, or, like, say I have a business call or something, or, like, and then I come back, it's like the big dent has been put in it. You can tell that a child did it. And then I can just, then I get out the vacuum and then I, yeah. you know, kind of do the, get the food out of the strainer,
yep.
you know,
yep.
fine tuning. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly how we do it. Because we do want to train them to be capable. I want them to mm-hmm. know what a clean house feels like, and I want them to know how to achieve it. And God help me if I send children out into the world that are okay in a filthy house. I just can't bear the thought.
That's how I feel about putting things away. Like, I am not going to send you into marriages leaving a trail behind you.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when I think about my boys, I'm not doing it. I think about sending them off and, like, some, you know, and I pray for their spouse. I do already. Right. I pray that they end up in really wonderful, happy marriages. But mm-hmm. I have work to do now in knowing and teaching them how to be good spouses. And
yeah.
I love my husband for so many things, but one of the things I really appreciate about him is his willingness to just jump in and help. That doesn't mm-hmm. mean he sees it the same way that I do, or that he even,
right.
the same things that bother me bother him. But if mm-hmm. he knows that, you know, company's coming and the bathroom needs to just be picked up, you know, just a real, yeah. like, he's so eager to just, and happy just to jump in and help. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. because his parents put a lot of work in to training him to do that. Mm-hmm. And, like, hey, when there's a need, we rise and we fill it. And you just do that. You just jump in to help. This sloppy, sloppy, convenience, sloppy culture that we live in is just more than I can possibly take. And I love it. Every time we talk to Jennifer, I'm always so encouraged to just that it's okay to be the way that we are. That doesn't mean, I'm sure everyone who's listening to this podcast doesn't agree with, obviously, everything that we're saying. And maybe they think we sound like stuck up turkeys about this. But we're allowed to keep our home just like they're allowed to keep their home. And we all have our different ways to do that. But mm-hmm. I'm really not interested. I'm interested in my home being comfortable and well-stocked for service of other people. But I'm not interested in it being sloppy. Mm-mm. I want the
wives of my sons someday to bless me under their breath. Like,
yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
Like, thanks, Mom. Because, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And that takes work. It takes work. And it's good. It's good work. So this summer for our kids, this is a huge point of concentration for us, is just skilling up in mm-hmm. cleaning. And it'll look like a kid did it. But they're so capable. Mm-hmm. Will and Owen have completely taken over feeding the animals and watering the animals and doing a lot of the farm chores. And they're so capable now of doing that. Georgia has taken mm-hmm. over doing the dishes, including the hand wash dishes. She's so capable of that. They're mm-hmm. capable of ironing. They're capable of dusting. They're capable of cleaning floors and vacuuming. And I know not everyone has a little, you know, army of children to help them. But I genuinely delight in providing a beautiful space for them. A joyful space, a space filled with food and safety and love and nourishment. And they need to see that that takes work. Mm-hmm. So
it does take work. It does. Mm-hmm. I laughed. You know, we had Heidi Kalmus on a few weeks ago, and her husband's video, most recent video, showed up on my Instagram the other day. And just kind of that thing where I was like, is everybody this gross, you know, when you're cleaning your house? Yeah. I did find a bit of comfort because he was just doing like a Dad Cribs spoof, but he showed like all the tennis shoes at the front door, like stretched all over the foyer. And then the like did a pan shot of the front yard, just like kids' toys mm-hmm. and diggers and bikes and stuff everywhere. And then showed the stack of Amazon boxes like by the back door. I don't know if cardboard is like
out to get our you. Our greatest marital dispute is with the amount of cardboard in our house.
Yes. He just showed this huge pile. I'm like, I am not alone.
It's so true. The other day our UPS driver delivered, I bought like 200 pounds of flour. I mean, kind of a...
I know. Between the wine deliveries kind of and the flour, they're like, right, what are you guys doing here?
Olive oil. And it wasn't our normal UPS driver. And they were like, is this a restaurant? And I'm like, kind of. Yes. And kind of sort the of. Restaurant. Give me my flour.
Right.
Did you order 350-pound bags?
Maybe I did.
Yeah. I love this season. I feel like we're entering, you know, just that growth. And I think this happens just to people who hold a growth mindset. But I love growing and changing as a person. And
growth mindset.
I delight in it. And even though we don't have help right now on the farm or in the house, I'm like, okay, let's do this. Like, let's make this really beautiful and make this really good. And I just want to encourage you, homemakers, like, you know, we talked about this a little bit with Jennifer, but you genuinely do get to impact the environment. You get to change the tides. And one of the really beautiful ways to calm the waters of your house is to clean it. Just have it look nice and feel nice to you, to your standard, to whatever, whatever form that takes, it's going to be different. So often it reflects our parents, doesn't it? Like, you just sort of
I've told you
energy.
Before, like, I, yeah. I, like, come from a very organized, orderly line of women.
Yeah.
I feel that healthy pressure all the time.
Yeah.
Must not disappoint.
Yeah, it can be a really beautiful thing. And what a beautiful thing to bless our communities, our spouses, our kids with. Like, I love this idea of cultivating a beautiful, nourishing pocket of the world where it's like this battlefield out there. And then it's like, come to my table and find a moment of rest, you know, on your journey.
Yeah.
And then you're equipped to go out for the next day's work. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. But speaking of, it's time for me to go clean. So.
Okay. I hear. That's that. I took my headset off. I think I hear a weed whipper running.
What? Magic.
I hope so. We have two weed whippers. He has one. That's like the kind where you have to like hit it on the ground and those kind make me angry. And then I have my like little lightweight girly one. Mm-hmm. And of course, we can't find the string for the lightweight girly one because that's how I feel. I feel about weed whipping like I do vacuuming.
Pleasurable.
My garden needs to stay sharp.
Yeah. Right now it looks like a vacuuming. Jungle. See, that's why I keep it. I need it close by. I can grab it anytime I want it. Never mind. I got like a BB gun, a vacuum, a red light.
Red light.
Empty laundry. You guys. It's not because I'm messy. It's because the renovation. I can't put anything away. It's making me nuts. All right. Okay. Ladies, we have one more episode of season 11, so we'll be back here with you for the season finale roundup on Thursday. As always, visit homemakerchicpodcast.com for coupon codes and sponsor information if you forget any of that. Mm-hmm. Visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Get some beautiful wines delivered to stock your home with. And we'll be back here with you in a couple days.
Yeah, and make sure you're a patron because we have our fangirl call coming up.
Oh, yes. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Alrighty. Cheers, friends. See you in a few days.
Cheers.
Bye.